Coming to you from the Lydia Media Studios in the heart of Lewiston, Auburn, it's Lydia's Lunch Bunch, LA's afternoon morning show with Mark and Sarah. We're covering news and events in the greater LA area and talking to the people making a difference in our community. Feel free to share your comments, questions, or suggestions via email at podcast@lydiamediallc.com.
And today's show is powered by DeBloy Electric, building lasting relationships since 1967. From homes to businesses, their licensed, fully trained technicians handle it all. Repairs, upgrades, standby generators, EV chargers, heat pumps, and more. No job is too big and no job is too small. Learn more at DeBloyElectric.com. Also brought to you by Rupert's Beverage and Redemption. When it comes to beer, wine, and spirits, don't botch it, squash it. At four locations in Lewiston, Auburn, and Oxford. Learn more at rupersbeverage.com, and remember, the party starts at Rupers.
It is a May Nordiques kind of Wednesday here in the studio as we are joined by number 73 in your program, goalie Matthew Wood, and number 22 defenseman Dylan Chabrier. How are you guys doing today?
Doing good today.
All right.
Doing well.
You guys came in here with some energy. We're not used to this.
No, we love to bring that energy, that's for sure.
Yeah, usually some of your teammates are dragging ass in here. we appreciate that.
They had the nice welcoming committee, too. Vinny made sure to, like, be very, very nice.
That's right. Man. Yeah.
Lots of scratches to the ears.
He demands belly
rubs. He does, kind of.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk to Matthew and Dylan all about the May Nordiques, including a military appreciation weekend coming up at Norway Savings Bank Arena on Friday and Saturday. But before we get there, let's take a look at some headlines for Wednesday, November 12th.
The Sun Journal reports that Lewiston nonprofit Cadence Kitchen is in danger of losing funding from Good Shepherd Food Bank. The organization has been given a December 1st deadline to relocate or reopen its food pantry, or its account will be terminated and roughly $7,000 will be reassigned to another pantry in the community. Cadence Kitchen is working to renovate its building, which was condemned due to an October 7th fire.
Jordan Wood announced he is dropping out of the race to unseat Senator Susan Collins. Wood made the decision after learning that Representative Jared Golden would not be seeking re-election. Wood will instead focus on the open 2nd District race.
The Lisbon Town Council appointed James Bennett as its interim town manager for the next 6 months. Bennett is a Lisbon resident and served as town manager for Lewiston, Sebattis, New Gloucester, Old Orchard Beach, Westbrook, Biddeford, Presque Isle, and Dixfield. He replaces Glenn Michalowski, who resigned last month.
And over 100 people attended yesterday's Veterans Day ceremony at the Lewiston Armory. Governor Janet Mills joined Lewiston Mayor Carl Schelleen and Auburn Mayor Jeffrey Harmon in honoring those who served. Approximately 90,000 veterans, 8% of the state's population, live in Maine, one of the highest percentages of veterans per capita in the United States.
No kidding.
It is.
Wow.
Now it's time for the weather.
Rain or shine, it's all okay. Grab your uke and start the day. You don't need perfect skies above. Hey, just a song and a little love.
See, guys, that's the benefit of wearing the headphones.
That was interesting.
Is it a benefit?
I enjoyed that.
Thank you. Well, Dylan's a broadcasting pro. That carries a little more weight.
Okay.
Right there.
Yep. Yeah, we don't care what you think, Matt.
That's right.
We do, Matt. We do.
Cloudy throughout the day today. We'll have a high of 39 and a low of 31. Cloudy with some late afternoon showers tomorrow. High of 40 and a low of 33. And a mixture of sun and clouds on Friday with highs approaching 40.
In sports, David Pastrnak had a three-point night, including career goals Woo-hoo! Number 400 and 401, as the Bruins beat the Toronto Maple Leafs 5-3. Boston is the hottest team in the NHL with 7 straight wins, and they've moved into a first-place tie with Montreal in the Atlantic Division. The Bees will visit the Ottawa Senators tomorrow night.
The Celtics lost to the Philadelphia 76ers 102-100. Boston will host the Memphis Grizzlies tonight at 7:30.
Central Maine Community College swept a basketball doubleheader in Auburn last night. The men's team won 91-65, and the women
Oh my gosh.
Won 105-18. The men's team will host New Hampshire Technical Institute tomorrow night.
The NA3 Nordiques host the Long Beach Sharks this afternoon at 2 p.m. and tomorrow at 2:30 in Auburn.
The first place 8-2 New England Patriots host the 2-7 New York Jets tomorrow night at 8:15.
The Lewiston Maniacs will host Universal Academy on Thursday at 7 p.m. and the St. Stephen County Moose on Friday at 7:30.
Our Maine Nordiques will host the stinking Maryland Black Bears for Military Appreciation Weekend. They'll face off Friday at 1 p.m. Note that special afternoon start time. Mm-hmm. And Saturday at 7.
In high school football, Levitt will take on Herman in a Class C semifinal matchup on Saturday at 5 p.m. at Lewiston High School.
That's your news, weather, and sports. And right now it's time for the podcast segment that is sweeping the Twin Cities. It's time for Famous People Birthdays.
They're famous. It's their birthdays. It's Famous People Birthdays. It's Famous People Birthdays.
Dylan, how much cooler was your podcast than ours?
I mean, honestly, I think yours is cooler because I wish I could have a soundboard.
Oh, man.
Things like that.
Soundboard and jingles. Yeah.
Right.
I wish I would have thought of that.
Feeling pretty special right now.
Yeah.
Let's take a look at FPBs for November the 12th, shall we?
All right.
All right. We're going to start off with Anne Hathaway, who is 43 years old today. She's an Academy Award winner. She was in The Princess Diaries and Ella Enchanted and The Devil Wears Prada.
Oh, yeah. She's been in lots of good movies.
Yeah, she's done a lot.
Yeah.
There you go.
Me.
Ryan Gosling, 45 years old today. He played Noah in The Notebook.
I loved him in Barbie, though.
He was in Barbie.
He was Ken in Barbie. He was the best.
He was in Blade Runner 2049, Crazy Stupid Love, Drive, The Ides of March, and a whole lot more. Megan Mullally, 67 years old today.
Oh, she's a funny lady.
Sure is. She played Karen on Will and Grace from 98 to 2006, and then from 2017 to 2020. And she's also married to Parks and Rec, Ron Swanson. What's that guy's name?
Oh, I had it, and then I lost it.
All right, we'll figure it out.
Oh.
We'll put our research team on it.
Yeah.
Legendary singer, songwriter, musician Neil Young is 80 years old today. Founder of Buffalo Springfield, his personal band, Crazy Horse, and he was also a member of Crosby, Stills, and Nash.
That's right.
For their 1970 album, Deja Vu. And back then, they were known as Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young.
And Young.
Yeah.
That's right.
Also, the godfather of grunge.
No, really?
He is known as because of his the distortion on his guitar that he prefers.
Oh.
And he also did an album with Pearl Jam called Mirrorball in 1995.
Wow. Yeah.
Sarah does a killer Eddie Vedder impression. I don't know if you guys are Pearl Jam fans. It's amazing.
It's hard to do on the spot.
Okay. Never mind. If you get inspired throughout the podcast, ask a question as Eddie Vedder.
I don't even know why you like that so much. It's so silly.
It's incredible. It's the best one I've ever heard. Sportscasting legend Al Michaels is 81 years old today. He is the voice of Thursday Night Football. He'll be broadcasting the Patriots game tomorrow night.
Right.
When they play the stinking Jets. He covered the Winter Olympics, the Miracle on Ice in 1980. That was his call.
Kidding.
Do you believe in miracles?
Wow.
Yes. What do you guys think of the movie, Miracle?
It's a classic. I mean,
it's a great movie. Yeah.
It's awesome.
As
right?
a hockey player, I mean,
yeah.
How could it not be?
You got to love it.
Yeah, exactly.
You got to.
Pretty impressive.
I used to watch that movie every day before my game when I was like in youth hockey.
Yep.
Yeah. That would be. Yeah,
I believe it. It's
gets
amazing.
You pumped up.
Yeah.
They did such a great job with it too. And
no,
what I love
did.
Is they've interviewed a bunch of players from the 1980 team and they said of course they took some liberties with some things.
Yeah.
But it's pretty true to life.
Yeah.
Plus they hired hockey players and taught them how to act.
Yeah, exactly.
Amazing, right? Because you can't hire actors and teach them how to play hockey.
Yeah.
It'd take 10 years.
Yes. It's pretty cool though. I have a clover on my helmet. Like Craig.
Yeah, Jim Craig.
Yeah.
Aww.
Awesome.
Did somebody give you the clover?
No, it was actually a design from like my dad and I. I love the movie so much that he designs my helmets. And I love it. And it's like I have a wood grain helmet because my last name's Wood. And we added that flower, or not the flower, sorry, the clover like 10 years ago.
Yeah.
You just keep doing it?
Like every year, yeah, I get a new helmet. I have the same thing right on like the right side of my... like eyebrow kind of.
That's so cool.
Love it. What a nice tribute.
Yeah.
Al Michaels was also the announcer during the 1989 World Series in Game 3 when it was interrupted by an earthquake.
Yeah.
He's an absolute legend. And Sarah, take it away.
Oh, I added this one. Playwright and actor Wallace Shawn is 82 today. He was Vizzini in The Princess Bride, and he's had small roles in lots of other movies. But he was also on The Cosby Show, and he was in the movie Clueless. Oh. I heard an interview with him about how nervous he was about doing that role because it was originally cast as Danny DeVito was supposed to be Vizzini in The Princess Bride. There was some kind of conflict, so Wallace Shawn took the role. And I just can't imagine anybody else playing that part.
That's awesome. I had no idea who he was. Just looked him up, and I'm like, oh, that guy.
You know that guy. Yes, yeah. He's great. And The Princess Bride, as you know, is one of my favorite movies.
Yes. So. He's also done some voice work for Toy Story and The Incredibles.
Yes, he does T-Rex in Toy Story.
Yes.
Yeah, he does. He's great.
All right. Those are your FPBs. Now it's time for some OTDs.
It happened on this day. It happened on this day. It happened on this day.
That's right, guys. That happened.
It gets better each time.
Every jingle just improves.
You're too kind.
All right, here we go.
All right.
Want to hear them?
All right. Yes.
23 years ago in 2002, Pearl Jam released their seventh album, Riot Act. Speaking of Pearl Jam, that's not even the best.
There it
is. That's not very good.
You rushed that one. There it is.
Is that better? For some reason, you like it. It's not that good.
That's a new soundbite.
29 years ago, and this is for Pam, in 1996, Snoop Dogg released The Dog Father. It was his second album back when he was still calling himself Snoop Doggy Dogg.
Are you guys fans?
Very familiar.
Very familiar.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, me, not so much. I haven't listened to, I don't think I've ever listened to Snoop Dogg. But.
No Snoop.
What do you guys listen to? What are the kids listening to nowadays?
I mean, it's a mix. I mean, me personally, I'm everything.
Yeah.
I love house, EDM music, country, rap, hip-hop. I mean, I get a mix of everything in there.
Yeah, right. So am I. I'm an EDM guy, house. White girl music is up there. Like, play some, like, Starships by Nicki Minaj. That's
what's fire. Yeah. What's EDM? I'm not familiar.
It's basically a type of house music. Like,
it's just like a rhythmic beat.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, it's just like beats.
Yep.
Yeah.
But also I'm into that, like, slower music at night. Like, I'm all over the place. Country's also really good.
Yep. Yeah. We also, me and Woody are very big on Chapel Roan at night.
Chapel Roan.
Olivia Rodrigo, too.
Olivia Rodrigo at night. I mean, it shocks some people, like I see in your face right now.
Yeah.
But trust me, when you put it on, like, we get going.
Shocked my parents, too. We were leaving C40 because I had a birthday dinner with them in October.
Aww.
And we were just blasting Chapel Roan as we were leaving the parking lot. And I just saw their faces just like.
Wait, what? What's your favorite song?
Oh, you go first.
Oh, it's got to be Casual.
Okay.
Casual, yeah, it's good at night.
Yeah.
I mean.
Marcus frantically Googling. He's like, who is Chapel Roan?
I mean, Pink Pony Club, of course.
Obviously.
That's a great one.
Yeah.
Casual, too.
All right, I'm going to have to check out this Chapel Roan.
Oh, you've heard her songs.
I'm sure I have.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, yeah, just wait till you hear Pink Pony Club. You'll know who she is.
You know Pink Pony.
All right,
yeah.
I'm going to make a note of it.
I came in here singing it one day because I woke up with it in my head, and I was like, this is ridiculous. Like, I can't get it out of my head. Oh, back to OTDs.
Oh, yeah, that.
Yeah, 71 years ago in 1954, Ellis Island closed after processing more than 20 million immigrants since opening in New York Harbor in 1892.
That's amazing.
I would have thought it had closed earlier than that.
Wow.
1954 is not that long ago.
Yeah.
92 years ago in 1933, a guy named Hugh Gray was walking along the shores of the Loch Ness when the waters erupted and a large creature appeared in the mist. He captured the first photo of the Loch Ness monster. He took 5 pictures, but after developing the film, 4 of the pictures were blank.
Scandal.
Weird.
Yeah.
And 166 years ago, in 1859, a 21-year-old Jules Leotard made his flying trapeze debut in Paris. He designed and named the leotard we all know and love.
All right.
You love your leotards, don't you?
I sure do. I got a whole collection.
Can't get enough of that spandex.
Can't. I can't wear it at Hannaford anymore, but whatever.
Whatever.
Whatever, Hannaford.
Jeez.
Those are your FPBs and OTDs for November the 12th.
Whether you want a sit-down meal or a grab-and-go, Pat's Pizza in Auburn offers delicious sandwiches, pasta, salads, and pizza at family-friendly prices. Pat's Pizza, serving the L.A. area since 1985. Open daily from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. at 85 Center Street in Auburn. Online at patsauburn.com.
Hi, it's Donna Harris from Phoenix No Limits Karate here with your daily safety tip. If you see anything unusual on or near your car, do not get near it. Call the police. Let's all do our best to keep our community safe.
Now we shift focus fully to our guests in studio, Maine Nordiques, Matthew Wood and Dylan Chabrier. And Matthew, I want to start with you because you are a goalie.
Great.
And it is, I think it's common knowledge that Sarah and I have accumulated over the past four or so years that we've been interviewing Maine Nordiques, that goalies are a rare breed.
Sure.
I would say.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure. Would you agree with that? Is that fair?
Some guys, yeah. Some guys are a little weirder than others, but yeah.
What made you want to become a goalie?
I'm going
to
be honest. I have no clue. I watched a Quinnipiac game on the TV or something when I was younger, and all of a sudden, like, I was just dropping into, like, a butterfly and everything. And my dad bought me, like, a hockey net and a stick. And he would, like, shoot, like, a foam puck or, like, a knee hockey ball at me. And I would just, like, drop into butterfly. He then got me, like, those little street hockey sets. And it was, like, it was since day one. I was just, like, I don't know if I ever said, like, I want to be a goalie. It was just I saw it on TV or something, and I just was instant.
Your dad saw you drop into that butterfly.
And he was like,
it's time.
He was like, yeah, he knew it, and he just instantly got me a knee hockey net, and I just loved it.
Yeah.
Like, there was videos of me in my kitchen, there still is, of me just, like, my dad taking shots at me. I'm, like, deflecting it away and all that stuff. Like, it was amazing.
Dylan, would you say that's a fair assessment of goalies to call them a rare breed?
Oh, trust me. He says don't say it because he knows. Yeah. But, like, for me, yeah. Definitely a rare breed. I've been around a lot of goalies, like, a little weirder than Woody, I'd say.
Yeah, I like that.
including one of my best friends. But, I mean, I'll give Woody the benefit of the doubt. I mean, he's on the less weird side, but he's still got it in him.
And you guys live together, so, I mean, you've seen all the weird.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. No. Yeah. Yeah. Definitely used to it by now.
So is it just the two of you in the house? Or
yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
All right.
Just to us in a billet.
So you are learning some responsibilities, right?
Yeah.
You have a billet, though.
Yeah, we do live in a billet.
Yeah.
It's really quiet there. It's like two dogs and a mom, and like that's sad.
And we got the chickens, of course.
We got the chickens,
ooh,
too.
Chickens.
Yeah. We do have the chickens in the back.
You are getting the South Paris experience.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, we're kind of in the middle of nowhere, but it's fine. They're great, though. I'm friends with her son. He takes me out hunting and stuff, and it's great. Like, I've always wanted to hunt, and he, like... Like, we finally were able to go.
Oh, neat.
Might go tomorrow as well, but it's been great.
Yeah. Cool. Very nice.
Are you deer hunting or bird hunting?
Deer hunting.
Oh, this is your first time doing that?
Yeah.
Wow.
My parents were never, like, big hunters growing up, and I live in Connecticut, so there's not a lot to go to unless you're, like...
You have a lot of deer, but not a lot of...
Normally, like, if you guys know where Torrington is, like, kind of, like, top left of Connecticut, that's where it gets a little woodsy, but that's it.
Well, that's exciting. Good luck.
Thank you.
Careful out there.
It's one of those things that it's like one of the, probably like golf. It's one of the most frustrating things
you'll
ever do, but it's also like really cool.
Yeah, exactly.
Dylan, how did you become a Maine Nordique?
For me, I mean, it was kind of just one day, like trying to figure out where I'm going and Skrulls calls my phone. I remember. We were having an after prom in the Hamptons, and I remember I'm coming home, and Skrulls called my phone, kind of started talking to me, and pretty much said, like, yeah, like, you're going to come here, play for us, and that's kind of how it started. Like, I wasn't affiliated with the team. I wasn't tendered. I wasn't drafted. I wasn't originally planning on coming here, but I'm glad I did. Kind of all fell into its place. I'm in a great spot with awesome teammates and obviously a great coach, and I think that's just the way it should have been.
So when he called you, was everything solidified with the new arena for the Nordiques? Were things still up in the air?
I'm pretty sure, things were still up in the air because it was like, I forgot the date, but then we still had Chowder Cup coming, and that's obviously when there was people saying we were folding or things of that nature, but obviously, like, I'm still, like, I'm a very loyal person. Like, I played – this is my second team I've ever been on in my life.
Wow.
Like, I played for – I'm from Long Island. I played for Long Island Gulls my whole life, my whole hockey career. And obviously, this is my second team. So, I mean, I stuck through it, like, whatever people said. And obviously, my teammates did as well. And look where we are now. Yeah. So, yeah.
How did you come to know Knicks girls?
Through my advisor, I'd say. Yeah. And in Chowder Cup, he's also coached a lot of my teammates as well. So, yeah, he's very familiar with my age group and friends, yeah.
Scouted you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of trust involved there, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
For him to ask you to come here.
Yeah.
Things were still
sort of up in the air. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But obviously it all worked out, so.
Yeah.
Yep.
Matthew, what put you between the pipes as a Maine Nordique?
Oh, my God. So I was originally supposed to go to Mount St. Charles. Still in my senior year of high school. And I didn't really like Tilton. That's where I was last year, Tilton Prep School. And I kind of had connections with the Mount coach, and I was going to go there until my advisor, Dan Bogdan, he sent me to Maine's Maine camp. They're like, hey, like they have some interest in you. And yeah, I lit it up there. and I had an exit meeting with Skrillik, and he's like, yeah, we have a spot for you on this team. Like, yeah. So that was great. Had to make some tough like decisions and cutting off the Mount coach there. I still feel bad for, but like, this is the spot I want to be at, by the end of this year, actually. Like, I want to go to juniors after my senior year. So to do it early, it was great. That's why you see the, red, white, and blue pads on me. That's all from Mount. My helmet is actually, I had to repaint it and put a Nordique sticker on there, because I had a whole, like, I had a Mount St. Charles backplate on my helmet. Everything was custom. But yeah.
You brought a little bit of them with you then.
Yeah, exactly. I still have Tilton with me. They're on my pants still. It was really confusing, but.
How does that work for you being still in high school? Like, you still have to take classes.
Yeah, I'm doing online school right now. I did the same Acellus in seventh grade when COVID hit. And now, I mean, it's fine. I do like 2 hours a day. It's pretty easy. After practice, I'll go sit in my bed, fill it out, do all that stuff. And, you know, it's a little annoying because I see him just relaxing in his bed.
This is your job.
Yeah, I'm so annoyed with it. I just want to be done. But, yeah, it's fine. And then I'm going to try and walk in my public school, which is never – like, I never thought that was going to happen because I always hated my public school and everything. But, like, I want the experience to walk at a graduation.
Yeah, graduation.
So after the season's over and graduation's in, like, June, I'm going to go walk just to, you know,
so experience you did it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It's crazy. It comes full circle, though.
Part of high school.
Yeah.
Got to do it.
And enjoy it.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, take it from an old guy.
Yeah.
It'll all be worth it.
It's a little unorthodox the way you're doing it.
Oh, yeah.
But you're getting it done.
The experience I've had compared to Shabs, I think he had so much more fun with high school.
Oh, yeah. He had a great time.
He is at public school, and he lives right there, and he's at, like, one of the best U18 programs, and I'm moving around. I played at Hillside my freshman year, and then I went to Tilton for 2 years, both small schools. Hillside was an all-boys school. I didn't have my phone.
You were bored.
Yep. I had an iPad, and we had like an hour and 45 minutes of just tech time is what they called it. And then we were at Tilton, and that was 180 kids there.
Wow.
Like,
little.
Small school. But, yeah, it was still fun 3 years. But, you know, juniors is really fun right now.
Is it pretty unusual to stick with the same team like that for your whole life?
I mean, like, yeah, I mean, a lot of people go to different teams and things of that nature. But, I mean, like, it all worked out because, obviously, like, the Gulls were always good. And then, obviously, we got a really good coaching staff that came down. And I was able to stay home, fortunately. Like, we had like, maybe, like, five kids from Long Island, actually.
Mm.
So, yeah, we had kids building, like, awesome kids.
Mm-hmm.
And to look at, like, where the team is now, like, just, it's unbelievable.
Nice.
Yeah.
The Maine Nordiques in second place currently in the East Division, trailing the Maryland Black Bears, who I think, given recent events, I think it's safe to say that Maryland has to be your arch rival.
Yeah.
North American Hockey League. So Maryland in first place, they are coming to town. They are coming to Auburn on Friday and Saturday. And Dylan, what are you feeling about this weekend?
I wasn't able to play against Maryland yet. I was actually injured the first game against Philly, my first null game.
Oh, no. What happened?
Yeah, I got hit and injured my AC joint, so I was out for a little bit. I actually started playing about 2 weeks ago again.
Oh, okay.
I started against Johnstown is when I started playing again. But obviously, I was watching the Maryland game, but watching it, obviously, super fun. Like, you could tell, like, the rivalry in that setting and how intense it is and how pumped up the guys are before the game, during the game, even after the game. It's super exciting to see, and I'm super pumped to be a part of it now. Yeah. Our fans definitely make it an experience.
Yeah. The Nords
for everyone, yeah,
have made a lot of headway in this community in the past 5 years.
You're definitely loved.
A lot of loyalty, and just they make it super fun.
Yeah.
Like playing.
It's amazing. Like, I love it when a lot of people show up. It was great. Mm-hmm. Opening night, I started for opening night, and it was like, it was fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Such a cool experience, to have people that back you like that.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Matt, do you and Lucas rotate on the back-to-backs, or?
Lucas is getting a little bit more games. That's completely fine. He's an amazing goalie. I mean, he played World Juniors at my age. He's been doing amazing. I think he leads the league in save percentage. So I'm happy to get 20 games. As being as young as I am, going into the NHL, like, 20 games is amazing for me. So even just to be on the team, like, that's amazing. I had a rocky start. I know I had a lot of talks with Skrlik. Wasn't doing my best. I've brought it together a little bit more. But, yeah, like, I just got to find my way in and into the league. It's a hard jump from prep school to juniors. Yeah. I think he gets majority of the starts. But, you know, he's really there for the team. And he's, like, he's saving us sometimes. Great guy, too. I love him.
Let's assess the season so far. Mm-hmm. You guys are looking great. 7 wins in your last 10 games.
Yeah.
Second place in the East Division. And I know you've been hurt for a little bit of it, Dylan.
Yeah.
But from your perspective, how's it going? And where do you guys take it from here?
We've been doing pretty good. But obviously, like, we split last week in Elmira. But, I mean, it's kind of part of the road and how it's going to be. Yeah. But our team's really coming together. I mean, we work a ton. And honestly, the boys are super tight-knit, and I think that has to do with a lot. Like, honestly, like, when it comes down to, like, the nitty-gritty and, like, the finals area, it's honestly going to be the team who's the closest and who wants to win it the most. Like, it's who's tighter with each other, who wants it more for each other is what it's really going to come down to. And I think we have the ability to do that. Like, we have a lot of leaders on this team. It's not just about wearing the letter. Like, we just have a lot of natural leaders on this team.
Yeah.
It's such a coincidence that you say that, because I was listening to Boston Sports Radio yesterday, and they were talking to one of the beat writers, and he said the reason why the Bruins are doing so well right now is because they're playing for each other.
Yeah.
Mm. So they're accountable to each other.
Yeah,
although you have Pastrnak, there are no stars on that.
I believe we have a lot of guys that are like that. Maybe not, like, honestly, maybe everyone. Like,
yeah.
And when it comes down to it, I think we're going to be able to pull together
like,
for the final stretch when it comes down to it.
Yeah, the group of guys we have now are, like, the culture's crazy. Like, bunch of, the, like, everybody basically loves each other, always there. Like, there's no disagreements or, like, hatred towards another guy. Everybody's there for each other, and it's, you know, it's great.
I'm curious where that comes from. Do you think it comes from Skrlik? Do you think it comes from the leaders on the team, or is it a combination?
Honestly, I think it's a combination. I mean, you hear about a lot of programs and, like, culture this, culture that in juniors, like, it's not as good. Like, people are for themselves. And yeah, I get that. But honestly, here, like, we're all for each other too. And I think we're going to come more together as time comes by, as a season, later in the season. But yeah, I think obviously coach is a big part of that. Like, you got to have your trust in coach. And it's also our team as well. And we kind of realize that. So, I mean, you just have a lot of guys that are willing to do what it takes for each other and to win.
Yeah.
So,
one of our favorite things to do with when the Nordiques are on board, we have a few go-to questions.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you've probably heard them. We'll start with greatest hockey movie of all time.
Mm-hmm.
Did you both agree that it was
Mad? Yeah, I think we could.
That's pretty easy, agree? Yeah.
Okay. Second greatest hockey movie of all time.
Mm.
Ooh. Second greatest?
Oh, God, I don't even know.
I'm going to have to go Mighty Ducks.
All right.
Yeah, That's up there.
I'm gonna have to. I think it's so good. Yeah. I have one of the jerseys, actually. Like, when I was younger, I got, like, one of the green jerseys. Yep. I wore it for Halloween once.
I still say Slapshot.
Oh, that's a good one.
Slapshot's really good. Mm. Yeah. I'm trying to remember all the movies right now. I'm not, like, a big movie guy. I'm an old comedy guy.
Old Ooh. Comedy.
What do you got?
Like, what?
American Pie's good. Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Oh, yeah.
Super Troopers. Great one.
It's my kid right here.
Yeah, I knew it. I was like, he's gonna, yeah. Yeah.
What else is there? I watch a lot. What were we talking about? Hockey movies?
Yeah.
I gotta go Slapshot. I like Mighty Ducks. That's probably my third spot. It just seemed like it's fake now that I look at it. But when I was little, oh my God, it was great.
Inspiring.
He was actually kind of ripping on me last week because I've never seen Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Oh, yeah. Right. Your girlfriend was talking about
yeah.
that, right?
Yeah. I was getting ripped on by both of them, actually. Wow.
Good movie.
Yeah.
No hockey. But
yeah, but.
No, it's great.
I remember I told him, I was like, do you know what that is? He's like, of course I know what that is. Yeah. I was like, oh, because I've never seen it. Yeah. I actually started to watch it on Netflix.
Isn't it funny, like, especially guys your age, watching movies that old and no one has a cell phone?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, it is.
They're good movies, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are.
Oh, my dad wants me to watch Blue Mountain State.
Okay.
Yeah, that's another old one that he wants me to watch. I've always rejected it, and I feel kind of bad cause from these clips I see on, like, TikTok and Reels and stuff. Like, it looks like a good movie, so.
Yeah. Are you familiar with Monty Python?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
Oh.
If you're on the bus and you're watching something on your phone,
you want something really
highly
silly.
Recommended. Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
Yeah, I need to download some more movies. So.
It's an absolute classic. It came out in 1974.
It's the silliest thing.
It is worth your time.
Yeah.
Okay.
And if it's not, next time you see me at the ranking, punch me in the face.
You know, Austin Powers, right?
Yes.
Okay, great. That's another good one.
Yep. Yeah.
I'm just thinking of them right now. That's a good one, too.
Are you a movie guy on the bus?
No. Oh. I'm a scroll reels and watch YouTube videos.
All right, same thing. Yeah. I was going to say, like,
sometimes listen to music, but, like,
I can't. I'm a very energetic person. I need to be doing something. So, I mean, I can't just be, like, I feel myself just like, still. Sitting in my bed, like, sitting still, like, watching a movie. I just want to go out and at least, like, just drive around or something.
Yeah, we're always doing something.
Oh, yeah. Me and him are always.
earlier this week, like, we want jobs. So we just went out.
Oh, yeah.
We went to a couple different places.
Got some applications.
You guys got two job applications. nobody has that on paper, so we just filled it a bunch online.
Yeah. But something to pass the time, you know?
Yeah.
Right on.
Sometimes we'll just drive around, listen to music. Actually, today we're going to Tilton after practice to watch one of their games, my old school. And we're bringing Adam Bauer with us, too. Like, it's just something to do.
How long a drive is that for you guys?
2 hours.
Oh, it's not bad.
It's not bad. Yeah.
It's New Hampshire.
Yeah, my school advisor's there. I'm good friends with him. I'm good friends with the dean of students, too. So, you know, it's good to watch them. Some people don't really like me there, but, you know, it's it's all good.
That's their problem, not yours.
Yeah.
Sure. All right. Dylan, tell us about your best moment on the ice.
Best moment on the ice.
In your career.
I already know what it is. It's winning 16U Nationals. Yeah, ooh. 100%. Obviously, it's best teams go to Nationals, and I was fortunate enough to be on probably the best team I'll probably ever be on, like, with player-wise. I mean, it was surreal. Like, the whole experience, like, getting there, like, having to win states and preparing for Nationals. Like, it's not even winning Nationals, like, it's what we did that led up to it. The behind the scenes, all the work put in, all like we did community service all the time, like with our coaches. Like we had an amazing coaching staff. Like you look at all the players they produced and who plays for them currently and like where they are, what they do for people. Like they really go above and beyond. All the video work. Yeah. We had notebooks. Yeah. We were writing notes during video. Every week we would have like to do something like a kind act or selfless.
Yep.
So like whether it be like giving money to someone homeless or like something of that nature, like it was always, we always built ourselves around good karma. And it was always the little things that led us to that big moment. And like I said, it's, we were willing to do whatever it took for each other in the end. And I believe we are the closest group. We were the closest group. And that's why we were able to win it all. And I just remember the last 9 seconds of the game. We're up 2-0. Face-offs in our zone, and I remember one of our selfless guys, Joey Argentina. He's five six, and he's the nicest kid. Like, he's willing to do whatever it takes. He's in the USHL playing for Des Moines right now.
Yep.
9 seconds left. We're up 2-0. Kid's diving face first to eat a puck. And we're up 2-0, nine seconds left. But it's things like that. Wow. Like, you're willing to do whatever it takes for the boys. And I remember right after that, throwing our gloves in the air, running to each other, bawling our eyes out. I remember they came on the ice. We're hugging our coaches and then going back in the locker room because it was in Vegas and we were playing Viva Las Vegas right after the win. And I just remember bawling my eyes out. Yeah. It's just like, wow, like, we actually did it. Like, all the talk, like, we always talked about, like, speaking it into existence. Mm-hmm. And for it to actually happen, we were like, wow, like, how, like, there's no way. And then I remember coming back for 18's year. And I remember during training camp when the returner guys, we had our rings set up and opening the box and seeing, like, our natty rings. And, like, it was unbelievable. Like, that'll stick with me forever.
Wow. Yeah. Thank you for sharing that.
Sounds like a real experience.
Yeah. Sounds amazing. Yeah. And that is something that every player who's ever laced up skates
wants
to feel.
Yeah.
And you got to do it.
Yeah, it was unbelievable.
Yeah. Matt, best moment on the ice.
There's a lot of good saves that I made that's like buzzer beaters and stuff like that. Like, I know we just had one against Elmira. That was pretty cool. I don't know. I did win the Pingree tournament. It's a Christmas tournament with Tilton last year. That was pretty great. I've never really been on a team like Chab's. I've always been on like that mid-standing team, never like number one. So to win a championship in something, that was pretty fun. I know in my youth year, made it like a great save, 2 seconds left to put us in playoffs because we were one win away. It was 2-1. That was pretty fun. But, you know, I haven't had any cool experiences like that.
Maybe it's coming.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Win the Robbie.
Yeah, exactly.
There you go. Win the Robbie.
Exactly. Speak it into existence now, buddy.
Put it on record. All right. We're going to move into scouting reports. We're going to pretend that Sarah and I own a hockey team. Dylan, you are our star defenseman.
Yep.
But we need a netminder. And we're taking a good, long look at this Matthew Wood kid. We know you played with him before. What can you tell us about him?
Oh, this is interesting.
Honestly, I mean, I think it goes, like, beyond, like, the ice. It's, like, the person he is in general. Like, obviously, like, getting to know Woody. Like, we played against each other growing up, but we didn't even know it. And his dad actually showed us a video of us playing against each other, which is pretty funny. But obviously, like, getting to know him now and, like, hanging out with him all the time. Like, we pretty much do everything together. We eat together. His room is literally connected to mine. Like, we go to the rink together. We do everything together. Like, and honestly, to, like, grow a bond with him and get to know him, like, he's like a brother now. And he's such a nice kid, and he cares. And I think that's what really matters. Like, he cares a lot about the game and his play and, like, the boys. And I think that's someone you would want on your team. Who cares? He doesn't cry about anything. Like, that doesn't go his way. He's willing to be accountable. And I think a lot of people don't have that in them that are willing to be accountable. But obviously he is. And especially as a goalie, like, I know it could be hard sometimes, like, letting up a goal, like, trying to goldfish memory, like, next play mentality. Mm-hmm. But I think he's one of those kids who's willing to put that pass and just do whatever he can for the team to win.
Sarah. We're going to have to put Matthew Wood under strong consideration.
I think so.
Yeah.
All right.
You should.
Matt, you are our star goaltender, and we got to get you some help at the blue line.
Yep.
And we're looking at Dylan. What can you tell us?
I mean, he's pretty much answered a lot of it. I could say the same for him. Like, even on the ice, the guy's been with a winning program. So with the Nordiques, they're also a winning program, so he has a lot of experience there. Even just knowing him, like, icebreaker questions, we had some interesting conversations instantly as, like, the night he moved in, which was actually great. Like, I haven't really been close. I haven't roomed with anyone of the hockey team when I played prep school. So room with, like, one of the guys on the team, like, great kid. It was amazing to, like, actually have that bond with someone. Like, you're doing the same stuff with them. Yep. So especially on the ice, like, you know, he's not going to rip you for, like, especially I know he was talking about how, like, goldfish memory and stuff, when you got other players just ripping you for a goal or something, even, like, a day after, like, that, no, he doesn't really, he didn't say anything of that. He's always there next shift, you know, like, he's also held himself accountable when, like, something's not right. I know we had a conversation of, like, he was playing against, like, Little Caesars or some team, and his skate was just messed up, like, dull and everything, and he didn't want to go out and hold himself accountable, but, like, you know, coach wasn't really happening it, but that showed a lot of character. Yeah, he's answered a lot of them for, but, you know, you want a good kid out there that's, like, he's not going to chirp your other teammates. He's going to hold each other accountable, like, also to do everything with them, so that's great. Like, he's also, everybody loves him on the team.
Yeah.
Like, you kind of want that when you're building a program.
Do you chirp on the ice, Dylan?
I mean, I try to keep it quiet now. Like, I kind of just try to smile at something.
Yeah.
Like, depends on the situation. Like, maybe if I'm heated in the moment, I'll say something here and there. But honestly, I've been trying to keep it cool and just smile my way out of it.
Next year marks 30 years of Uncle Andy's Digest. What started as a beloved print publication has grown into Lydia Media, a full-service marketing partner helping local businesses thrive. From LA Metro Magazine and the Lydia's Lunch Bunch podcast to social media management, website design, and advertising across all platforms, we've got your marketing needs covered. If you're a business making a difference in our community, let's connect. Lydia Media is here to tell your story and help you grow. Lydia Media, in business, for business. Learn more at lydiamediallc.com.
All right, guys, time for three random questions that have nothing to do with hockey. We'll start with Matt. Matt, if you were presented with a time machine for one day, you could take a round trip to the past or to the future. Where would you go and why?
Ooh. Oh, God. I've been a history guy. I've always loved World War II, so I'm thinking about it now. Like, not be in it, but, you know, have like a little drone POV of the whole battle of D-Day and everything like that. I can't think of anything else, but that came first to mind, and that seems like it would be pretty fun to experience. I mean, not fun, but, you know,
how, from a drone perspective.
Yeah, how...
from a safety and observational
but
area.
You know what I mean, like how gruesome everything was, but it'd just be cool to, like, you know, like, this happened and how bad it really was. Like, some people don't know even what happened during that time, or even during World War II, but, like, just seeing how bad it really was, that just, like, shows you how grateful you are just to be, like, even just sitting here right now, so.
And you'd come out of it with a whole new perspective.
Yeah, I think, and, exactly.
You know, even more respect for our veterans than we have. Yeah, mm-hmm. Great answer. Dylan, what do you got?
This is going to sound, like, kind of nerdy, but I would go to the future to see, like, how AI is taking over.
Oh, that's actually good.
Yeah. I would want to see how AI is taking over. Like, I actually saw a video on TikTok of, I think it was in, like, a guy in, like, Japan, and, like, the hotel front lobby was run by robots, and check-in was run by robots. And, like, I want to go to in the future to see what it's like in the U.S. and, like, all the different technology and, like, things like that. Like, if you ask, I know you guys had Brady Frank on.
Yep.
If you ask Brady Frank about the AI images we made of him, I think he would tell you a lot about it.
Big country.
So, right? Oh, big country.
Oh, yeah, that's my little nickname for him.
So, I think he would tell you a lot about how we feel about AI.
Yeah, we'll show you the pictures after the
please
show. they're pretty great.
Oh, my God.
But so, yeah, I think that's kind of what led me into thinking about, like, AI in the future. Like, if I'm already able to take a picture of Brady Frank and do whatever I want with it, then, like, what's it going to be like in years from now?
Yeah. Like, do you think it's scary?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. I mean, like, you think of, like...
All right, if the youth thinks it's scary...
You think of, like, it goes, like, beyond that. Like, think of, like, people's jobs and, like, things of that nature. Like, I mean, there's some things that, like, I feel like humans are going to, like, be able to do better than, like, a machine can, just, like, naturally. But, like, just, like, think about, like, when it comes to it, like, if it comes to it, like, that's scary.
Yeah, just wait till they make, like, those war bots or whatever. And, like, I've been seeing, like, this guy's making some animatronic in his garage in Massachusetts. It's the scariest thing ever. It's, like, you know. Then you'll see some, like, animated clips of, like, the machine's just going crazy. It's not a good thing to think about.
Nope.
I don't like it.
Nope, I don't either.
I don't like it at all.
No.
Yeah. I think that was something I loved learning about in school, actually, was AI.
Yeah.
I can think things of that nature. I would have a field day going off about those things. It always interested me. So.
All right, Sarah, what do you got?
All right, we're going to start with Dylan this time.
Here we go.
What reality TV show would you be best suited for?
Reality TV show? Oh, my goodness. I'm going to go American Ninja Warrior.
Oh, okay.
That's a good one.
Yeah, I'm going to go American Ninja Warrior because I always watched it growing up, and, like, I think it might be my ego talking, but I'm always like, yeah, like, if I was on this show, like, oh, I'm winning.
Yeah.
I am winning. Okay. Like, I think that's, like, I could see myself thrive.
All right.
Over the summer, I was talking about, we were actually, like, it came up on the TV. I was talking to my parents, and I was like, there's no way it takes this long to, like,
to prepare. Actually,
to prepare for it, because it looks so easy. Like, there's some things where it's, like, the upper body strength. Like, yeah, like, when you're, like, taking the bar and you're put on the next level or whatever.
Yeah.
But, like, jumping side to side across, like, platforms that are at, like, a 45-degree angle, that seems pretty easy.
Yeah, like, that's money. Like, I think I would be able, I'd be able to complete
all
it.
Right.
And I think, like, I'm definitely winning.
Yeah.
I
have no doubt in my mind that I'll be able to compete and win.
Yeah.
You're both going with that one?
Yeah, I'm going to have to go with that one, too. I have no other knowledge of
it. If it came down to me and Woody, though, in the finals, I'm still winning.
He's probably winning.
I'm still,
it's on.
I'm still winning.
He's got the upper body strength on me. Like, I got the goalie legs, but that's really all I got. I'm skinny.
All right. All right, guys, final question. It is the most difficult and controversial question. Last week, we had Ryan Santiago on the show.
Yeah.
And he and I almost dropped the gloves.
Oh, boy.
Oh.
Yeah. We were talking about pizza. Ryan's from Chicago.
God. I'm from Connecticut, so just be aware of what
you're
saying.
New York here.
Yeah. So. And Ryan went on and on about deep dish pizza.
Terrible.
And I'm a big pizza guy. Ryan was insisting that deep dish is pizza. And I was like, no, it's not. It's casserole. Because you can't pick it up. And if you do pick it up, it's like if you tilt it.
Flopped.
All the stuff.
It's floppy.
Yeah, it's floppy.
Like you can't have that.
You can't
have to
fold it.
So Matt, is deep dish pizza?
I'm going to be honest. I think I've had deep dish pizza once. It has crust, right?
Yeah.
Mm. Has cheese, sauce. I mean, my dad worked at a pizza place, so I gotta step this up. I don't know what's gonna piss him off. Or, like, honestly, it doesn't seem too controversial for me. I don't, you know, I'm not really too into it because I've never really had deep dish pizza. I've never really liked it either.
Yep.
You make the same dough with it, right?
I don't know.
It's like, I think it's like a thicker.
Flakier
it's
like
crust. Thick.
It's thicker, but it's like kind of like the same, like. I'm just going to have to go. It's pizza.
Okay.
Like, I mean,
I'm going to have to double down, and I'm going to say it's pizza, but if you were going to talk about, like, comparison from deep dish to Connecticut New Haven pizza to New York pizza, wow, like, New York, like, I know he's going to debate on me on this, but if we're going to go rankings, like, New York is definitely ahead.
Like,
and like you said.
I mean, I can't agree or disagree. I've never really had New York pizza, like actually a good New York pizza. I've been to Sally's in New Haven, Connecticut. If you guys are ever in Connecticut and you go down to New Haven, oh my God, like amazing. It's by Yale. Great pizza. So I can't even compare deep dish pizza, like the best deep dish to the best regular. It's not even close.
Okay. Yeah, like if we're going to talk about like pizza in general, like, yeah, like, you can see, like, I get into this, like, especially my brother, too, like, if you talk to us about, like, pizza, or, like, breakfast sandwiches, like, bacon, egg, and cheese, like, we really get into it, like, if we're talking about, like, crust, and, like, undercarriage, like, flop, anything, like, it's all the little things, I'm telling you, like,
it's things
like that, like, the amount of sauce, the amount of cheese, like,
one little thing, it messes it all up,
it's the little things, like, I know, are you guys, like, familiar with, like, Dave Portnoy?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen, like, his, like, pizza reviews, like, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I love seeing the owners come out, argue with him.
Yeah, like, that, exactly, like,
yeah.
I love it. If you're in the city late night or like late night pizza, like there's nothing better than
dude,
that.
Dude, that's what happened.
Nothing
to us.
Better.
I do stand up comedy, and I got to perform at Gotham Comedy Club in New York City.
Yeah,
and I was with my wife, and we're walking back to our hotel after the show, and I'm like, I want to find a hole in the wall pizza place.
Yeah,
because it's New York City.
Yeah,
if you can't make a decent pizza, then you're not going to survive.
Yeah, no,
in New York City.
Yeah.
So we found a hole in the wall pizza place, and it was the best pizza I've ever had in my life.
Yeah, there's even like little joints, like little spots, like you would never think of to be good that are phenomenal.
Yeah,
like it's just I don't think anything compares to New York pizza.
I agree.
I feel like New York pizza has made like a statement about how nothing's better than it.
Yeah.
And I'm going to stick by its side.
All right. See, glad I saved that one for last.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Matt and Dylan, it has been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you guys for having us.
Thanks for joining us this morning, and best of luck this weekend. Mm-hmm. Take 4 points from the state of Maryland.
Oh, we will.
Yep.
Please.
And let's pack Norway Savings Bank Arena. Don't forget, folks, special 1 p.m. start time on Friday and then 7 p.m. on Saturday. Go cheer on your main Nordiques.
Make it your lunch break.
Love it.
There you go.
They have food there.
Thanks to Rupert's Beverage and Redemption and DeBlois Electric for sponsoring today's episode. And if you'd like to be part of the Lydia's Lunch Bunch advertising family, reach out to Pam Ashby via email at pam@lydiamediallc.com.
Have a great day. And remember, don't bite your cat. And I will say, I have bitten my cat.